The commission said this week Shirk misused his office to hire three women based on their appearance, drank alcohol on city property, and divulged a client's private information to a documentary film crew. The findings could trigger a hearing, and Shirk could be fined $10,000 per charge or asked to step down if found guilty. His re-election opponent, Charles Cofer, says instead of awaiting the results, voters should take matters into their own hands.
We are just still mystified why Mr. Shirk still maintains that he should be entitled to remain in that office after the grand jury indicated that he was unfit to serve and that he should resign.
A grand jury investigation recommended Shirk step down 2 years ago, but he refused, and Governor Rick Scott said voters should decide instead of removing him. At that time, Shirk apologized for his inappropriate behavior, including sexual messages he sent the three female employees. He also issued a written apology this week and referred all interview requests to his lawyer, who did not immediately respond for the story. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.